today's daf is Menachos daf Kuf Hey. We left off in daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. We are three lines from the end of the page from Kuf Dalet Amud Beis at the two dots. And the Mishnah was discussing if a person wasn't nearly specific enough, or he was specific enough, but he doesn't remember what he said in terms of bringing a Karban Mincha. So we're going to discuss why it is that Rabbi Yehuda considers a Minchas Solas to be the miyuchad shabimenachos, because the Mishnah had said if a person says hare alai mincha, we had a machlokas. Tanakama says that he brings ezo sheyirtza because any of them fit that description of a mincha. But Rabbi Yehuda says no, you bring a mincha solas. Why? It's the miyuchades shabimenachos. So the first discussion we're going to have is what makes the mincha solas the miyuchades shabimenachos. Then the Gemara is going to discuss what if a person commits to using a phrase that has opposite implications. He says, mine mincha. Now, mine minachos or min mincha would be good. Min mincha would be one mincha. Mine minachos would be multiple. But he says, mine mincha. So what do we do with that kind of phrase? Does he bring one mincha? Does he bring several minachos? And the Gemara is going to bring a number of rayos in terms of trying to be poshate that suffix. And then the last discussion of the daf is going to begin on Amud Aleph and go all the way through Amud Beis and even go into tomorrow's daf, which is the discussion of how the case of Pirashti, ve'eini yodea ma pirashti, a guy who says, yes, I know, I explicitly said exactly what kind of carbon I'm going to bring, but I simply do not know what I said. Can he, how it could be that he could ever bring fewer than 14 carbonos according to Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that the chalos and the rekikin can be brought in any combination. It doesn't have to be either 10 chalos or 10 rekikin. It could be 9 and 1, 8 and 2, 6 and 4, 7 and 3, 6 and 4, 5 and 5. Right? So any of those combinations. So the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't have to bring every combination in order to fulfill all the possibilities when he said pirashti v'niyodea ma pirashti. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss through the end of the daf. How do we fulfill all the sveikos in such a case? So let's begin though. We said hare alai mincha. So yavi eze shiirtza. Tanakama says if a person just says I'm bringing a mincha stam and he doesn't say which one of the five menachos he intended to be noder, so he just brings ezo shiirtza. But Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you bring a mincha solas because that is the miyuchedes shebimenachos. So Tana hol pasuk ba'akasav tchila. The Brisa explains what makes it the miyuchedes shebimenachos. It's the first one that the pasuk identifies. That since the mincha solas is the first one mentioned in the Torah, that's what makes it special, because the Torah says v'nefesh ki sakriv karban mincha la'Hashem solas. And it's only in the hemshich of the parsha that we bring the other menachos. Chisakriv karban mincha ma'afatanur, v'mincha la'machvis karbanecha, v'minchas marcheshes karbanecha. Right, we have all the rest in the hemshich of the parsha. But in that very first section, Vayikra Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, we have solas mentioned first. That's what makes it special. So says the Gemara, is that enough to make it a miyuchad shabim menachos just because it's mentioned first? Elameata. Let's say a person were to just say, I'm going to bring a carbon ola, and he doesn't say what kind of carbon ola. So Yavi ben Bakar, the halacha should be that he has to bring a ben Bakar. Hol pasuk ba'akasuv, because the pasuk starts with that. That's the first type of ola that's mentioned in the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Aleph, pasuk Gimel. Im ola carbon ola, min a Bakar, zachar tamim yakrivenu. V'shachar ben a Bakar, the pasuk goes on to say, and it's only afterwards that we mention other types of carbon ola. And not only that, if you're going to say, let's say a person said that he's going to bring an ola, minatzon, but he doesn't say which kind of tzon. So is it a keves or is it an eiz? So the halacha should be yavi keves. He should dafka bring a keves. Hol pasuk ba'akos of tchila, because that's mentioned first in the pasuk. Again, vayikra perak alef pasuk yud, v'minatzon karbono min hakvasim. Oh, mina izim la ola, keves before eiz. Or if a guy says he's going to bring carbon ola, mina oaf, and he doesn't say what kind of oaf. Is it torim or is it b'nei yona? Halacha should be yavi torim, that he has to bring torim. Hol pasuk ba'akas of tchila, because torim are mentioned earlier in the pasuk than b'nei yona are. Again, in Vayikra Perakal, pasuk yodalit, vim mina oaf ola carbon ola Hashem, vikriv min hatorim, oh, mi b'nei hayona es carbono. Torim before B'nei Yonah. So if that's the case, all of these halachas should be true. The halacha should be that you always go with whatever it says first in the pasuk. But we know that that's not true, because Alam Etnan, we have a Mishnah, and we're going to see later on, Hare Olai Ola. Person takes an edda that he's going to bring an Ola Stam, and he doesn't say which kind of carbon. Ola Yavi Keves. He brings a Keves, not a Bakar, even though Bakar comes first. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Toro ben Yonah. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, he brings Toro ben Yonah. He doesn't bring a Bakar, he doesn't bring a Keves, he brings a Toro ben Yonah. And even in our Mishnah, where we quote Rabbi Yehuda, who disagrees, V'lo Palag Rabbi Yehuda, in that Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda does not disagree. So if Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the Miyuchad is always what's brought, and the definition of Miyuchad is that which is earliest in the pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda should have been disagreeing all over that Mishnah, right? So apparently, what defines something as the Miyuchad Sheh that anything is not the fact that it comes earlier in the pasuk. Elamai miyuchedes shebemenachos. So what makes a mincha soles the miyuchedes shebemenachos? The lesley shem levai, that it's only called a mincha. It doesn't have any other secondary name, as opposed to a minchas ma'afa, a minchas machvas, a minchas marcheshes. It's called a minchas something. A minchas stam always just means a minchas soles. And that's why we assume that you're supposed to bring a minchas solas in this case. So the Gemara asks, "Va'tana," but the Brice says, "Hol pasuk va'akas of tchila kamar." The Tana says, "Beferish," that the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's miyuchadish a minchas v'gz pasuk va'akas of tchila. So isn't that an indication, therefore, that that's the real reason and not because it's a mincha without a shem levai? So it says Gemara, "Nahachi ka'amar ezu mincha miyuchadish of minchas to lesle shem levai zo shapasuk va'akas of tchila." What is the mincha that Rabbi Yehuda calls the mincha miyuchedes because it doesn't have a shem levai? If you want to know which one it is, a simple way to remember, it's the first one mentioned in the Torah. But being the first one mentioned in the Torah is not the reason that it is the miyuchedes of a minchos. It's just our way of remembering. It's our mnemonic of how to remember which one is the miyuchedes of minchos. So pshita minchas hasolas ka'amar. So the Gemara asks, is the Tana of the Braisa, is he really coming to teach me which mincha Rabbi Yehuda was referring to? He says mincha solas. We know which mincha he's referring to. Why do you have to tell me, oh, in case you're confused about which mincha Rabbi Yehuda means, when he says mincha solas, it's the first one mentioned in the Torah. He said mincha solas. We know exactly what he's talking about. He says, no, simana bialma. Again, it's a mnemonic. It's not there to tell us, because it's confusing to know which one Rabbi Yehuda was referring to. He said mincha solas, but let's say you don't have a mishnayos in front of you, and you just remember that Rabbi Yehuda said you're supposed to bring a specific type of mincha, right? It's not ezemen shir to like the time to come and just bring whichever you want. That it's got to be a specific type. Good, an easy way to remember which one Rabbi Yehuda insisted on bringing is you remember that he insisted that we bring the one that is mentioned first in the pasuk. The mitzvah eson raises the question, this idea of the first, of always bringing the first. There's a Gemara in Krisos where Rabbi Shimon says that kvasim are kodman le'izim b'kol makom shebetorah. We always mention the keves before the a's, and therefore you would assume when a guy says harei alei ola and he has kvasim and izim, he has to bring dafka kvasim because they are muvcharim. And he says therefore the Torah in one place vayikra perek dal pasuk chav ches says ve'evi karbono siras izim, and only afterwards in pasuk lam beis v'im keves yavi karbono. So in one place it mentions a's before keves to tell us that shneim shkulim, which makes it sound like had the Torah not had that one place where izim come before kvasim, we would have assumed that kvasim come that kvasim get precedence because they are because that's mentioned first in the Torah. So why is it that our Gemara says we don't care about what comes first in the Torah? It never matters what comes first in the Torah. That's not a determinant. So says the mitzvah eson, it's different if you have in one place where the Torah mentions a list and has one thing before the other versus something that consistently comes up in the Torah, comes up all over the place. So by kvasim and izim, it's something that happens constantly. The Torah is constantly mentioning kvasim and izim in every single place, except for that one, it says kvasim before izim. That's where we say there's a havamina, that had it only said, that had it not had that izim before kvasim in that one place, that we would have assumed the fact that in every place kvasim comes before izim, that kvasim are going to be the preferred min. But when it's just in one place, that's what our Gemara says. When it's only in one place, it's not going to be something that is going to make a difference. Halacha. Now, this is a big question in Achronim. When do we look at the order of when the Torah gives a list? When do we look at the order of the list to determine what's better, that what's preferred? Do we always assume that which is earlier on the list is preferred? The most famous example is not an example of what's written in the Torah, but of what's written in the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions in Maseches Pesachim that there are five minim that you could be yotzei the mitzvah of maror with on Pesach. And the Mishnah tells us that chazeres, ulshin, tamcha, charvina, and marar are the five vegetables that you can be able to say the mitzvah of marar. And the Gemara over there comments, why does the Mishnah list it in this order? To tell you the order of preference. That chazeres, romaine lettuce, is the most preferred when it's okay, when it's healthy. It's the most preferred min of marar, and also when it's not infested. It's the most preferred min of marar. And then you go down the list until you get down to marar, a vegetable called marar, which is ironically the least preferred of the five vegetables that you can be yotzei the mitzvah of marar with. They associate horseradish with tamcha. The tamcha is the one which is the third on the list, right? So that's the third most preferred vegetable to use for marar. So the Tzvua Shor writes that any time you have a list in the Mishnah, there's no real inyan to be makdim one to the other, and that's why by matzah we don't have such a thing. Even though the Mishnah lists the five types of grain that you use in the mitzvah of matzah with on Pesach, chitim, sorim, kusman, shifon, shivol, shuel, there's no inyan to be mahader to davka have matzah made out of wheat as opposed to any of the other grains. And he says, and similarly, I have by gitei nashim, by gittin, the Gemara says, and Mishnah says, gittin daf yutes, but kol kosvim bidyo b'sam b'sikra b'kum musu b'kankantum, tells you all different types of inks that you're allowed to use for a get, and the kol davar shel kayama, and there's no inyan to be mahader that with the type of ink that's mentioned earliest in the Mishnah. So it must be that when you see that the Mara case is an exception, that when you see that it's unusual that the Mishnah put something in a certain order, then you could pay attention to the order. I mean, you're giving Chameshas Mine Marar, and the last one on the list is Marar? That's unusual. That jumps out at you. That's strange. So that's where the Gemara is going to be Medayik. Why is Marar the last one on the list? It must be that it's giving us a list in order of preference. But whenever there's nothing unusual that jumps out at you, then you don't assume that the order of the list makes any difference. And based on that, the Tvor Shor disagrees with the Bach. The Bach writes that when you have an option to do shechita with either a sharp-edged stone or with a knife that is made out of metal, that you should prefer the knife made out of metal over the tsar, and tsar over zechuchis, over glass, which in turn is favored over kana, a sharp-edged reed, because the brisa in Chulin Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph lists it in that order. So the Tzvua Shor says, I disagree. I don't think there's any preference. Just because it's maror is different, just because it's listed in that order in terms of the types of kalim that you're allowed to use to do shechita, I don't think that that it makes a difference. However, in the Tshuvas Ha'elef L'Chashlomer of Shlomo Kluger in Or Chaim Siman Reish Ayin Ches, so he brings a raya to the Tzvua Shor from our Gemara, because the Braisa says that a person is mekabel to bring a mincha, and he doesn't say what type of mincha. He brings a mincha solas, Pasach ba'akas of tchila. And the Gemara says, nah, it doesn't mean that that's why he brings a mincha solas, that makes it at all preferable just because it's earlier in the pasuk. The real reason is because it's the only one that's called the mincha stam. So the fact that it's earlier in the pasuk doesn't make any difference, and therefore our sugya is a raya to the Tzvua Shor. That's what Ha'alef Lecha Shlomo writes. That's what Shlomo Kluger writes. The other case where order definitely does matter, going back to a pasuk where order in the pasuk matters, is the Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Mishnah Maseches Brachos Daf Mem Aleph tells us that the seder for Birchas Hananin by Shivas Haminim. If you have all the Shivas Haminim in front of you, or two of the Shivas Haminim in front of you on the table, which one should you recite the bracha on? Which one do you eat first to be the one that you say the bracha on? So we say Kolam Muktam B'Pasuk is Muktam LeBracha. Whatever of the Shivas Haminim is mentioned earlier in the pasuk is the one that gets the bracha first. So you do see that you have such such an inyan. So Rav Shlomo Kluger suggests that when it comes to Birch Sanenin, it's a different story, because when it comes to Birch Sanenin, you're going to eat from both peros, and the only question is which one are you going to be makdim, not which one is preferred, but which one is before the other, meaning when you're choosing, I'm going to have one or the other. I'm going to bring a carbon mincha. It's either going to be a mincha soles, or it's going to be another mincha, and not a mincha soles. It's going to be a mincha machvas, not a mincha soles. So it's going to be one, but not the other. So then that's one story. Then we don't say you go with the earlier one in the pasuk. But when I'm going to have all of them, it's just a question of which one am I going to have first. So then you go with the whatever is muktam in the pasuk. But anyway, the maskanas haGemara, we don't paskin that the order is what determines anything. The maskanas haGemara, we assume that the reason that Rabbi Yehuda holds mincha soles, that it's miyuched hashem b'menachos, is just because it's the only one that's called the Mincha Stam, and the fact that it's Muktam in the Pasuk is Simana Bi'alma. So even though Rabbi Yehuda used that term, he said that it's because it's Hiktim Ba'akasav Tchila, that was just a simin, that was just a way to remember it. So we've pointed out in the past, Rashash points out over here, this is Rabbi Yehuda's thing. Rabbi Yehuda likes to give simanim, tatsach, hadash, bi'achav. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is very into the idea of giving simanim, of giving mnemonics to remember. So in the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta, he quotes from a Sefer, Beis Aaron, who says that there are a lot of people that would suggest that nowadays there's no value in giving simanim anymore, because nowadays it doesn't really matter. You could just look it up, meaning we have svarim, so we have everything available to us. We have a world of information at our fingertips. Couldn't even imagine nowadays how it's mamish in your pocket. You could find all the information you ever need. But he says this is incorrect. It's still critically valuable to give simanim, because a person has a requirement of yediyas haTorah. A person is supposed to know Torah, and if a person doesn't remember any of his Torah learning, so it's not the same. The fact that he can look it up and he can find it, and he says you'll find that our that when we rely too much on what we write, our memories start to go. The more we work out our memory, the better it will be. If you rely too much on what you write, then you're not going to remember as much. And he said pretty soon you're not even going to remember where to look it up. You're going to have things that you need to look up, and you say, oh yeah, it's in my library somewhere, but you don't even know which book to open up. You don't even know which page to open up to. So that's certainly something that's a legitimate concern. And then he quotes, I never saw this before, he quotes a letter from the Rambam, where the Rambam writes in the Igros HaRambam, Simen Chav Ches, he said, I just never said this, was fascinating to me. He says, V'ani omer l'cha ma ir l'cha ato b'dover zeh. He says, I'll tell you a story that happened to me, the Rambam writes. A dayan achasid kuntrus min achibur biyodo came with a copy of my Sefer, Hilchos Ratzeach, from Sefer Nezikin, showed me a particular halacha, and asked me, the Rambam said, where did this halacha come from? So I said, okay, Hilchos Ratzeach, I don't know, check Elimein HaGolin, Sanhedrin, Nindine Ratzeach, and he gave him the first couple of possibilities. And the fellow said, I checked in all those places. This halacha is not there. Meaning the first time that we have on record, I guess, that someone challenged, what's the makor of the Rambam? Where does the Rambam live? But they asked the Rambam himself, where did you get it from? He said, oh, look in the sugyas and see where you find it. So they looked and they couldn't find it. So he said, oh, it must be from Yerushalmi, the Rambam said. It must be that it's in Yerushalmi. So the guy says, I looked in Yerushalmi, it's not there. I looked in Tosefta, it's not there. So I don't know. So Hishtomamti Kemoshav, Amartilov, Anizocher Shemakom Ploni Migitin is Parshu Dvar. He says, oh, maybe it was in Gittin. He looked in Gittin, Lomatsasi. And then, finally, he remembered, after thinking, he told the guy, come back, I'm going to have to think about it, I got to remember where I got this from. And he told the guy, oh, he remembered afterwards, it was in Meseches Yevamos, it was mentioned, Derech Agav, in Meseches Yevamos. It was Halach and Hilchos Rotzeach, that somehow was mentioned in Meseches Yevamos. That's just, that speaks to the nature of Torah. Divrei Torah, Aniim B'makom Echer, Ashirim B'makom Echer. You never know where a detail is going to come up about a particular halacha, completely out of left field. So the Rambam says, and he says, if I, the author of the book, how can I expect anybody else to remember everything? And he said that the Ram writes that it caused him great distress that he had forgotten the source of one of his own halachas. So that's the idea that a person has to the idea of Rabbi Yehuda of constantly making simanim is that there is this goal of yediyas haTorah, of actually knowing the Torah, of retaining the Torah that we learn. Okay, so let's go weiter now. Says the Gemara. Mincha, min ha-mincha. So we said in the Mishnah that if a guy says mincha, or he says harei alai min ha-mincha, so he brings one carbon mincha. But if he said harei alai minachos, or min minachos, then he brings two minachos. So by Rav Papa, minei mincha mahu. What if he says minei, sounds plural, but then he says mincha. How many minachos does he bring? Kivan to amar minei, in Lashon Rabbim, Tarti ka'amar, does that mean that he's got to bring two? Umay mincha, ay, why does it say mincha, which makes it sound like it's only one? Tikula minachos nami mincha mikaryan. Because we do find the Torah sometimes will refer to the entire group, the entire category of karbanos mincha as mincha. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, vizos toras ha-mincha, but it's about all minachos. Odilma kevin da'amar mincha, chada mincha ka'amar. Or do we say, no, since he said mincha, it means one mincha. Umay minei mincha, why minei b'loshon rabim? Hachi kamar, mimine mincha, chada mincha alai. From the different minim of a mincha, one of them is going to be something that I'm going to bring. But one of that category, but not that he's going to bring the entire category. So Toshima, so the Gemara says, let's bring a raya. What's the halacha? The guy says, mine mincha. It's said in our Mishnah that if a person says, harei alai mincha, or min mincha, then yavi achas. Then he brings only one carb mincha. Sounds like it's because it was entirely belashon yachid. But ha mine mincha, shtayim. But the diuk we can make from our Mishnah is, had the fellow said mine mincha, then he would have to bring two karbanos mincha. The problem is, the end of the Mishnah goes on to say, minachos, if a guy says, I'm going to bring minachos, or he says, min minachos, yavishtayim, then he's got to bring two karbanos mincha. So it sounds like it's only because he said minachos in plural. So the diuk, therefore, would be, ha mine mincha chada. But if he just would have said mine mincha, then it would have been one karban mincha, not multiple. El me'al lekel mishma mina. So it must be that we can't bring any raya from our Mishnah because you have competing diukim to make from the Resha and from the Seifa. So that doesn't work. So Tashma says, well, we're going to have to bring a raya from somewhere else, from a Braisa. The Braisa says, a guy says, min minachos alai. I'm going to bring min minachos. Yavi shtei minachos mi min echad. He brings two kabbalos mincha of the same min. Sounds like it's because he said minachos, belashon rabim, that's why he has to bring shtei minachos. Ha mimine mincha chada. But if he said mimine mincha, he'd bring only one. So that's the raya, because our shaila was that exact case. Mine mincha sounds like only when you say minachos, it's going to be shtayim. But if you say mine mincha, then it's only going to be one. So says Gemara, nah, not a raya. Dilma, maybe the Braisa chose that lashon of min minachos and not mine mincha, even though by either of those lashonos you would bring two minachos. And it's only because if you say min minachos in lashon yachid, you bring shtei minachos from the same min. Ha minei mincha, but maybe if you say minei mincha in a chinam, you still bring two, but maybe shtei minachos, you bring minei is lashon rabim, so you bring two minachos mishnei minin, but those two minachos come from two minim. So maybe whether you say minei mincha or min minachos, meaning if any one of the words is plural, you bring two karbanos mincha, but there's still a halachic difference between those two phrases. Mine mincha is multiple minim of a mincha. Min minachos is one min, but two karbanos of that same min. So that's the only diuk we can make from the Braisa. You can't make any diuk from the Braisa that if you say mine mincha, that you only bring one karban mincha. That's not true. You would bring two. So the Gemara explains, well, wait a second. Is that true that if you say mine mincha, that you bring two menachos from two separate minim? Vahalotani achi. That's not what the Braisa says, the way we explain that a person says mine mincha, that he brings two menachos from two minim. The Braisa says, min menachos alai, mevi shtei menachos mi min echad. If he says min menachos, it's two korbanos mincha of the same min. Mine menachos alai, mevi shtei menachos mi shnei minim. You know when you have to bring two menachos from two minim? When you say mine minachos, both words are plural. Makes it sound like ha-mine mincha chada. That if you say mine mincha, it's only going to be one karban mincha, not two karbanos mincha. And that therefore should, that diuk should therefore be poshed our shayla. We had this shayla. When you say mine mincha, is it one or two? We thought it meant two, but from different types of minim. And now we see explicitly that that's not the case. That only when you say mine minachos is it two from different types of minim. Says Gemara Dilma Hamani Rabbi Shimonhi. Maybe the brisa that we were medayik from the lashon that says mine mincha would only bring one carbon mincha. Maybe that follows the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Da Amar Mechza Chalos Mechza Rikikin Yavi. Because Rabbi Shimon held on Daf Samach Gimel Amin Aleph that if a guy says he's going to bring a minchas ma'afatanur, he doesn't have to bring all 10 chalos from the same min. He can bring half chalos, half rikikin. Umay mine mincha, and how are you going to explain the phrase mine mincha? A single mincha, mincha di ispa tremini. You know, according to Rabbi Shimon, there is this possibility. You don't have to make a choice. Am I going to bring chalos or am I going to bring rikikin? No, you can mix and match. You can bring some chalos, some rikikin. So it's possible to have a single karban mincha that has multiple minim within that single karban mincha. So that's that might be what the Bryce is assuming. Aval Rabbanan, da'ami mechza chalos mechza rikikin lo yavi. But the Rabbanan would say that you have to bring a minchas ma'afatanur from all the same type of bread, either all chalos or rikikim, how are they going to touch up the word mine? If you say mine mincha, what makes it mine? So they must say, maybe shtei menachos mishnei minim, that you actually bring two menachos from two minim, meaning we have to account for the word mine. So if you say mine mincha, true, mincha sounds like it's only one carbon. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's very easy to explain that, because you can actually have one carbon that has multiple minim within that carbon. But according to the Rabbanan, there's no way to explain that. So we have to say, you're going to bring one mincha each of separate minim. That's the only way to explain the phrase mine mincha. That's what it seems to be at the end. But the Gemara doesn't have a clear proof, la halacha, you know, which way to paskin, whether you should bring one or multiple. Meaning any raya that we brought ultimately seems to have not been fully accepted. The Rambam in Ma'aser Korbanos Parakid Zayin Halacha Hey paskin says if a guy says harei alai mine mincha, he brings shnei minim. Kesef Mishnah asks, why does he paskin the chumra to bring shnei minim? Generally, it's always easy to paskin the chumra, but it is a chumra that's maybe lidei kula, because one of them is going to be chulin ba'azara. You can't just bring extra karbanos, it's going to be chulin ba'azara. So the Radvaz explains that the Rambam paskins this way because it's a suffix, so you bring shtei to be yotzei yirchiyuv, and the Rambam says you have to bring mishnei minim, is because minei is loshen rabim, mi rabim mishtayim, and that's how the Gemara ultimately concluded. Meaning, the Radvaz seems to understand that the Gemara's maskana was certainly leaned in the direction of what the Rambam paskins, that you would bring two karbanos minchas, even though we didn't have a clear proof, but it certainly seemed to lean that way in the end of the Gemara. So that's what the Rambam paskins. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Pirashti ve'in yodea ma pirashti yavi chamishtan. Right, so we said if a guy says I definitely said explicitly what I'm going to bring, I just don't remember what it was. So then he's got to bring all chameshas mine menachos because he committed to one of them. So you can't just guess. There's an 80% chance that he's wrong if he guesses. So he has to bring all five types. So mantana amrib yirmiyah delok Rabbi Shimon. Only five karbanos? That must be against Rabbi Shimon. Di'i Rabbi Shimon, kivan da'amar mechza chalos mechza rikikin yavi, inami savalak Rabbi Yehuda da'amar kol menachos balos eser, even if there are only 10 loaves, like Rabbi Yehuda holds. But if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, that you're allowed to mix and match what kinds of loaves they are, that you could bring 10 chalos and 0 rukikin, 10 rukikin, 0 chalos, or any other combination in between, well then ikal espuke barba asri minachos. Then out of this suffix, you should have to actually bring 14 karbanos mincha and not 5. Why 14 karbanos mincha? The mincha solas, a minchas machvas, a minchas marcheshes, and as far as the minchas mafatanur, that is going to have 10 possibilities in the minchas mafatanur. It could be all chalos, it could be 9 chalos and 1 rakik, v'chule, right? I'm not going to go through, right? So you have all those other possibilities, and so that's how you end up with 14, right? You could have kula min rikikim also. So there are 11 sfeikos in the minchas mafatanur, not 10. There are 11 sfeikos in the minchas mafatanur if you do the math, because it's the all in one side, all the other side, and the 9 in between. So there are 11 different sfeikos plus the other 3. So that's how you can end up with 14. So says Gemara, how could our Mishnah say that you bring Chamishta, and that if you know that you specifically said what type of Karban Mincha you're going to bring, but you never, you don't remember what you said, that you just bring 5? No, it should have to be 14 according to Rabbi Shimon. It must be our Mishnah's against Rabbi Shimon. Says Marabayam Rafilutem Rabbi Shimon. No, our Mishnah could even be following Rabbi Shimon, because Shamin Rabbi Shimon Damar Maisi Umasti. Rabbi Shimon also holds that a person could bring a Karban and make a Tanai. So over here also, you don't have to bring a min mincha mafatanur, you don't have to bring 11 minachos of mafatanur. You bring 2, like the Mishnah says, one of chalos, one of rukikim, and you make it tonight. That those chalos and those rukikim, whatever number of them are meant to be for this carbon, or what I promised to bring for this carbon, will count toward this carbon. Did Tanya, where do we find Rabbi Shimon holds you can make it tonight? We have a brisa that Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, if you have the following case, a person is a nazir, and he has a suffix whether he became Tamei or not. He's definitely a Nazir, but he's not sure if he's a Nazir Tamei or not. Or he has a Safek if a person is a Metzora Mukhlat, and he has a Safek whether he was Nisrape from his Tzaras or not. So it could be that he was a Metzora who has to bring his Karbanos to be Matir Achilas Kachim. So Misafek L'machras, the next morning when he brings his Karbanos, maybe Asham of Velugo, he brings the Karban Asham Velugo Imo, and the log shemen that comes together with the carbon ashram va omer, and he says im mitzorahu, if I'm a mitzora mukhlat who had a refua and now has to bring my karbanos, zeu ashamo v'zeu lugo. So this is muktash as my karban asham, and the shemen is muktash as the log shemen that comes with the asham mitzora. V'im lav, and if I'm not a mitzora, Asham zeh yehi shalmi nedava. Let this asham just be a carbon nedava. Let it be shalmi nedava, not a carbon asham. Va'oso asham, and the carbon that's a safek asham, safek shlamim. This carbon that you have, what do you do with it? Meaning, if you're not sure what it is it an asham? Is it a shlamim? Ta'un shchita b'tzafon. You would shecht into the northern part of the azara, like the chumra of an asham, and umatan bahonos. You would put the dam on the thumbs and the big toes and of the mitzora, because it might be an asham mitzora. Usmicha, and it requires smicha, unesachim, utnufas chazav ashok, and all those things, like the carbon shlamin, require those things. V'necha l'zichrei kuna liyom v'layla. And it's only eaten by zichrei kuna, by male kohanim only, and only for that day and the following night, like the din of a carbon asham, because we're not sure if he's a mitzora, and whether it's a real asham mitzora, or he's not a mitzora, and it's just shalmin adava. So we take all of the chumras of an asham, and all of the chumras of a shlamin. So you see that maybe you masna, that Rabbi Shimon holds you're allowed to bring a carbon and make a tanai, that this carbon will work for whatever it needs to work for. So Abaye brings a raya that this teretz is correct. From this brisa, that is Abaye's raya that this teretz is correct, that you could bring such a suffix, and that Rabbi Shimon could be the author of our Mishnah. So the Gemara explains that making a tanai in karbanos sometimes is not the best thing to do, but by the mincha, by our carbon mincha, it is the best thing to do. It's l'chachila. V'yafal gav dekam mafrik mar b'shchitas kachim. And even though one of the Amoraim said in Masechet Zvachim, Eimer dam Rabbi Shimon Maisi Masni l'chachila l'tikune gavra, that Rabbi Shimon will only allow making a tanai in a karban when it's a matter matter of being mesakein a gavra, you have a person who's a safek mitzora and he needs some sort of tikkun in order to be able to eat kachim, otherwise he just can't go on with his life, he's not going to know whether he's ever allowed to eat kachim. So that's when we say you can make a tanai in your car, but in order to set this guy straight, avol bialma diavid in l'chachilolo, but just in general, whenever you have a stam, a suffix in a karban, it's only a bidiyeved that you're allowed to make it tonight. L'chadchila, you're not allowed to make it tonight. What does it mean, bidiyeved? You had two karbanos got mixed in with each other, so you don't know which one is which. That's bidiyeved. But to dafka bring an animal and say, okay, this animal, if this, if that, and start making it tonight, no, Rabbi Shimon doesn't allow that. So how can he allow it in our Mishnah that he's going to tell you only need to bring five karbanos and not 14, because just bring one with it tonight? So hani mili gabe shlamim. That's only by a shlamim to come in might bachilasan. When you're taking a carbon shlamim and by making a tanai that it might be an asham, you're minimizing the amount of time it could be eaten, because the carbon shlamim normally could be eaten for 2 days and one night. But since this is a suffic asham, now it's only going to be 1 day and one night. So to be memait the achila of a carbon, that we're not happy about doing in the chachila. To avalu kachim the base of psul, because then you're bringing kachim to the base of psul. Aval menachos, when it comes to carbonos mincha, chalos and rakikim, it's just a matter of how many chalos, how many rakikim, that type of thing, then afil lechadchila, then even lechadchila, you're allowed to do that. Some of them are papa labaye. Rabbi Shimon d'amar mechza chalos mechza rakikim yavi. According to Rabbi Shimon, who says that you could bring minchas mafataner, half chalos, half rakikim, and according to you, Abaye, who says that that you could bring two separate menachos, one of chalos, one of rakikim, and just make a tanai, that it will be a tziruf of whatever number of chalos and rakikim you were supposed to bring, hakamaisi isarun echad mishnei isarun velog echad mishnei lugin. It turns out that you're bringing your karban mincha, isarun and log shemen, and one extra isar and log shemen, not as an independent mincha that's miskadesh in a single kli, and then you bring a mincha that's mechza chalos mechza rukikim. You're mixing it all together. You're taking two separate karbanos mincha, and you're saying that in combination they make up one karban mincha. These rukikim, these chalos, the flour was never in the same kli. The single karban, if it was supposed to be a 6 and 4, so 6 from this one and 4 from that one, they were never together in the kli. So says Gemara, Shamina le Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds damar im hevi yisar nechad mishnei asronos the log echad mishnei login yatsa. He holds that if you bring yisar nechad mishnei asronos and you say half of the yisaron, half of this yisaron and half of the other yisaron should count toward my chiyuv, and the rest will be in nedava, or you say half of this log shemen and half of that log shemen should count toward my chiyuv, and the rest will be in nedava. Yeah, you're yotzei. So says Gemara, okay, but mikmatzechi kamatz. How are you going to do a kamitz on such a karban to be yotzei all your sfeikos? We don't know. Maybe there's a tzira for two separate menachos for your milchas chova, and the din of a kamitz is that you have to take a kometz shalem, a separate full kometz for your chova and a separate full kometz for your nedava. So says Gemara, yeah, the mas niva amar. At the time that you take the kamitz from the chalos and the kamitz from the rikikim, you make it tanai and you say I chalos lechudayu rikikim lechudayu amri. If I took a neder only on the chalos or only on the rikikim, the kakamitzna mechalos lahavi achalos, the kakamitzna mirikikin lahavi rikikin. Then the kamitz I'm taking on the chalos should be just for the chalos. The kamitz I'm taking the rikikin should be just for the rikikin. But vimechz rikikin and mechz chalos amri. But if my original neder was to go half chalos, half rikikin, then the kakamitzna mechalos lahavi amechz chalos mechz rikikin. Let the kamitz I take from the chalos cover half of the chalos and half of the rikikin for my minchas chova, udika kamitza mirkikin, lavi amechza rikikin, amechza chalos, and the kamitza I take from the rikikin should be on the other half of the chalos and the other half of the rikikin that are going to be purely for my minchas nidava. And that's how the tanai could work out according to Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara is going to continue this discussion, Bezus Hashem, at the well into tomorrow's daf.